We should be good. Okay,
Thank
it's
you.
recording now. I hope you hate this so we can have both
Okay.
already practice with the video, even if
Okay.
we're not really going to be on
Very
camera.
good.
Okay, so let's come up with ideas.
Well, the idea is really just, it's a lot going on right now. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on with everybody's internal self. A lot going on with where they are in relationship to everything. I was growing up, or even to this day, we've always had the attached or to being more than what we are. Okay, and the idea is I just want everyone to know that we are all one, okay? Everyone is a part of Source, God, everything that there is, everything there was, and everything there has been or will ever be, okay? We're here on this earth having this experience because that's what we wanted to do, okay? And everyone that's here is brave in so many ways that they can kind of comprehend just how brave they are for even signing up for this. And I say signing up simply with the concept, understanding that you do have an idea of what you're going to be like and what you're going to incarnate into as a life here on this earth. And with that being said, for any maybe issues, characteristic issues, any kind of good, bad, or indifferent of that bloodline that you've said, I'm going to sign up for that. You knew that this was going to be a potential for you to be in, okay? And there would be obstacles and downfalls, but there'd be great triumphs as well, and you decide to overcome that, okay? So, and understanding that that with that being said, you're just understanding the experience. You're allowing the experience to take place. You're part of that experience, and you begin to allow that experience to take place, and not do something like, maybe you don't want to react to circumstances. You want to allow them to be able to come to be so that you can have some understanding of the experience. And when you have that experience and you understand that you're actually perceiving that experience to be what it is, you're more than what you think you are to begin with. Okay. Everyone is one. Okay. And I've mentioned this to you. You are me and I am you. There is no difference. And then once we understand that, that's what we're doing here. And everyone is exactly like the other. But right now we feel separated with the flesh suit that we have on, with the separation of knowing our past, anything to that degree, we're going to have that feeling of disconnect. But once we realize truly how perfect we are, it's unbelievable. It's a very, very comforting, peace is what it is. And that's when someone like Jesus Christ, he would say this a lot, peace be with you. And that's what he meant by that, because we don't have the peace that we should have. And if we understand who truly we are, infinitely divine, then we can, it's difficult for us to understand that peace. But my thought is to make sure everybody gets to know that we're all one. There is no difference. We're experiencing this experiment of this life. Experience of life is what it meant. But We treat each other with love and kindness. That's what truth is. And that's who we are at our base, is love and kindness. If we begin to interact this way, then everything goes away that's we don't like in this world. But it starts with one person understanding this and experiencing this in their life. And give you the example, I've done this to a certain degree myself, and I do it all the time actually now, but I did it to begin with as experimenting with that concept of oneness, okay? And the truth of the matter is you project everything from within. You've heard the term as above, so below, but it's also from within out. So you change your whole life tremendously just by understanding that thought concept being what it is. And then all of a sudden, you'll walk in the place with that knowingness, but aware of what you're doing. And when you do that, you begin to see it unfold right in front of your eyes. And when you do that, you begin to think, what is going on? Why is everybody smiling at me? Am I wearing something funny? You're looking behind you, just as crazy, right? But the thing is, that's what you think about because the fact is you never experienced it before. But then you begin to understand, hey, wait a second. That's it. That is what I was wanting to experience. And then it begins to be so. And then it shows up with the slightest little subtleties, a smile, a passerby glancing in a loving manner that you wouldn't expect it to be that way. Familiar faces that you thought weren't familiar, but it could begin to become familiar. And the reason why it feels that way is because you've changed your reality from within outwards. And when you've done that, you begin to do what disciples were curious about. When will we see the kingdom of heaven? Jesus, they asked. Jesus' response was, well, it's here now, but you just can't see it now. What he was saying is it starts from within outward. That was his teachings. Okay. And it's, Paramahansa Yogananda was famous in many ways, and he was just a tremendous holy person. But he said that Christ was crucified once, but his teachings have been crucified for 2,000 years, and that's one of the reasons why, because the thing is, it starts from within. So the idea is to treat everybody with loving kindness, and when we do that, we begin to realize just how much you are me and I am you. There is no separation. And by doing that, you create love everywhere you go. And then you just experience it more and more. So the idea is just, letting people be aware of just the old thing is the rock that's thrown into the pond. How many ripples it creates in that pond, being such a small rock or pebble, that we are those rocks, each being tossed in the pond. And when we're done, when we do that, we realize just how much of an effect it goes across the whole pond. And I'm not understanding that you do make that effect. Okay. But we do that individually and we begin to change our world, and the world becomes what we want it to be and was always wanting to experience. And more so than not is the fact that your kids and your grandkids and everyone going forward will have this experience, and even more so. Okay. So that's what you want, but it starts with us, okay, and being the ones who do this. So that is my commitment to humanity, is to help share this message. Now, as far as myself, I was, always what's the term? A searcher of information. Okay, I was always looking. Okay,
Like curious.
curious, and I just always was wanting to know. Okay, how and why and whatever the case may be. But the idea is, I knew there was something different. I didn't really like understand everything, because it didn't make much sense. It always felt like parts were left out, but I didn't know how to say that without sounding like a heretic or being told that you're crazy. You must have the devil in you or something, But the thing is, that's the way we were looked at. If we said something that was not in line, so to speak. But the thing is now, having done this, I did have COVID, and it was really bad. I had to learn how to walk and talk again, and I passed away for 14 minutes. And then when I came back into my body, I knew I wasn't the body. I knew that. And I knew that from a knowing that I'm much more than this. And, I felt very, very confined in the body. But I knew that I had a mission, and that mission was to talk about this, but a personal mission, not on a individual basis, to let everybody know. Once you connect with that someone that you are, which is the I am, there's nothing that you can't do. So knowing that I was, more than what this body told me I was, I didn't
Oh, wait,
go
that's
ahead.
Mama.
It's what?
Mama.
Okay. Yeah, you better get that. Yeah.
She's like, where do I go?
What do I do?
Hello?
Hey, so is this the right way? Let me see. Hold on.
Yes. You're in the exact spot I stand or I go.
Okay.
So he'll know. He usually,
Sure.
you, the tree to your right is usually, he'll walk across and be at that tree.
Okay, well,
And
I'm right
then,
at the tree.
so he'll see you. And then, in case he forgot, you can always,
That's
highly,
it.
he goes, Mama.
Oh, God.
In case he forgot, you can just stand outside of the car and he'll see you.
Okay, well, I'll have the window down too.
Okay. Okay,
Okay,
thank
bye.
you. Love you. Bye. Bye.
Sweet.
Love you. He's so funny.
I don't know where anything. Mama.
I know. He goes, Mama. Anyway, okay, I'm trying to think of where we left off.
The COVID part,
I always have a question about what it must have been like to w realize that you're awake. You know, like what did it feel like? Like the first time you're awake after all of that, you know? Like it must be so strange to like wake up and you're in the hospital and you have consciousness of like what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
What?
well, it was just like I'm back, and here I am. I took the veil again, okay, because I know what, if I was without the veil and knew everything, that I wouldn't want to be here, okay. But the thing is, I had to take the veil again, okay, to not have the memory of 95% of the stuff, okay.
Like your spirit had to
Yeah,
take the veil.
I had to take the veil. So I was just like, looking around. I was just like, the lights turned back on. And I was aware that I was in the hospital, and I was just trying to figure it out. But I knew that I was the body. Then I could I knew right off the bat.
That's so wild.
Well, we were much more than that.
What's crazy is because when you're born, you don't know
You
anything,
don't.
and it's like you're being born again in a way, but you already have been born.
Yeah.
So it's like a different.
Yeah, it's a different feeling. And the thing is, that's why when I was in my mind, because I'm 100% of who I am, okay? But my body's not, because we're not the body. So my thought was, let's get out of here. But I couldn't move, because I was I was just I was so messed up, and but I will say this. When I was starting to be able to stand up, and I was having trouble just standing there, and I just said to myself, the I am. I said, no, I'm going to do this, and I'll be walking in about 3 weeks. And I did. And the thing is that's the power that we all have. We have more power than we think we've got. So the thing is when we tap into that understanding of the I am, okay, and or have the knowing of it, just like there's no question, there's no second thought to it. It's a knowing. So when you have the knowing, you can do anything, So the thing is, walking, I was walking, and I was, I started, really just outpacing everything. And they said, they were surprised. Everyone, I shouldn't have been able to walk or talk, and everything else. I mean, but the thing is, in my knowing of who I am, I said, yeah, it's going to be easy. I'll take care of that. Because it wasn't the physical body anymore. It was much more that was in command. So the thing is we're all that way. That's why this conversation has to happen for everyone. Everyone needs to take their power back. Okay. The thing is what happens in like on TV, movies. Anybody saying anything that's not, good, and it makes you think you're not a good person or maybe less than, okay? Just let it go one ear and out the other, because it doesn't mean a thing if you know who you are, okay? Because no matter what, you're perfect. Everyone is perfect. You're perfect. We all are perfect. Always have been perfect. This is just a experience here that we chose to be a part of to understand what it's like to be imperfect. Okay. So if you think, well, I'm not smart enough to be perfect, or I'm not good looking enough, I'm not tall enough, whatever, a fat, skinny, whatever the case you may want to say, that's associating with the body again. And that's associating with the ego telling you this. You're not good enough. Okay. Second thought, questioning everything. Okay. That's when in the Bible it says, be still and know that I am God. It's not talking second, third person. It's talking, I am, you are, we all are. And when we know that, then you live with that, and there's nothing that can't be done. So that's just a small thing. To me, it's a small thing, okay? Because I looked past it before, I said, well, I'll get past this, and that's the way I look at things. I'm gonna get past it, and I'll be beyond that, okay, no matter what. But now, really, what is most important is to be able to love everyone, okay? Treat them with love and kindness, because that's what we are. So we do that, we share it with the rest of the world, and it begins to change the world. And that's really the message that needs to be out there. And it's a lot of people are out there doing this. Okay. But it takes more, every one of us, okay?
Right, because no, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I'd say about 20% of the population has become to be aware of it, okay? But the thing is, now things are rising, okay? I don't know if you notice, time seems to be going by very fast, okay? I don't know if you notice that.
I don't know if it's because I'm a mom now or if it's because it is going by fast.
It is going by fast. And let me explain to you the reason why I say that. Of course, you being a mom and doing everything, you seem like you don't have enough time in the day, period. But it's for everyone. I remember asking you guys when you're kids, I said, does it seem like time's speeding up? Okay. Because I remember when I was a kid, it took forever. And you guys said, yes, it seems to be going by fast. And you're being honest with me, and you had no reason to be unhonest with me. And I asked you all, and I was like, why? And I didn't understand why, but the understanding is now that I know is because, like the disciples asking Jesus, when will we see the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom of God? And Jesus' response was, it's here now, but you can't see it, okay? What he meant by that is we're here at the base level, okay? The dimension where it's heaven and above is fifth dimension and up, okay? So the thing is we're rising, our frequencies are going up, okay?
Does that mean that we're getting closer?
Yes, we're getting closer. That's why time is speeding up.
And do you think is it that is there a reason why?
Yes, it's because this is what I understand, okay, and this is what I'm understanding with this just as well, is that the time of the ability for certain entities to have power over this world is gone. Okay. So they've all left. Okay. There's some still here in cloaked and everything else. And the thing is they're just like leftovers. Like, your families and stuff like that are like the blue bloods, like call them, powerful elite families, or whatever the case may be. They're part of that line. And that's why they're struggling in the world now. That's why they've dug holes, okay, underground to try to retreat, okay, because they know their time is up. Okay. And the thing is, with that being said, okay, it's like an understanding that that's why everything that's going on in the world seems like it's pretty in your face. Okay, so the thing is, like, imagine you're sitting at a picnic with your family. Okay, you're sitting there, you had your meal, and you're laughing and stuff like that, and you accidentally kick a rock, and a rock comes up, and a bunch of spiders come out. Okay, and you think to yourself, let's go. If I'd have known that we were having lunch or dinner here on this bed of rocks, there's a bunch of spiders underneath, I would have never had my family sit here and eat. Okay. That's what we're seeing now. So what we thought the whole time was good, turns out it's pretty bad. Okay. But the rocks are being pulled off the ground right now, and we're seeing what's really there. So the thing is we're seeing what's called is contrast. So when you've got contrast, you could see the difference between light and dark, okay? Because where we're from, it's perfection. There is no sadness. There's no evil. There's nobody being deceitful. It's right there. No one, because we're one in that dimension. Okay. We're completely one. No separation. But here we have a feeling of separation where you have and you have choice between good and evil in this third dimension. And you can be deceived, you can be hurt, this and that. And that's what we don't have. So we come here to experience that and to make the choice. And the choice is, do you want to be in this realm, or do you want to be go forward into the kingdom, okay, into a higher dimension where we all live, the way we want to live, there's been some different channelers, or there's a Bashar guy who channels, or a guy Daryl Anka, he channels being called Bashar, and he describes it with trains on separate tracks leaving. One train will go this way, the other train will go that way. We're slowly doing this right now, separated apart. But right now, you can jump from one train to the other, but soon they'll be completely spread apart, and you won't be able to do that. Okay, so the trains that are going to be staying in this type of dimension where you have deception, darkness, will stay here, but the other trains will be gone. Okay, and everything will be perfect in their world. But that's where the choice is at. Okay. But the thing is, if you begin to live with love and kindness and you see everyone as one, there's no separation, okay, then you begin to love everyone the way they should be loved, okay? And their interest is your interest because you're one, okay? No separation. That's why Jesus was on the cross and he said, "Forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing." Being nailed to the cross. And he was okay with it. And he did that because of love, okay? And knowing that no one really gets killed, okay? What's crazy, no one does get killed
Their body
ever.
just died.
Their body just dies, but they live forever. There's no, you leave here and you realize you've lived for eons of time. You've done all kinds of things, but right now you won't remember that.
Because we took the veil.
Yeah, because we took the veil. But the thing is sometimes you'll sit there and you'll meet somebody and you'll say, "My gosh, you seem really familiar to me. Why do you seem so familiar? I've never met you before." Well, you have, you just don't remember where you met them before, in what lifetime, in what situation. And there is no difference between, people call them aliens and UFOs and different things. You've been one of those. I've been one of those. We all have been. And they're here right now, being a human too, some of them. So the thing is, they're not the original source. Everything comes from God, is God. So that's like, if you see something out there, no matter what it is, good or bad or ugly, you love it because no matter what, it's God, And that's the distinction that you begin to live with when you realize that we're all one. And then you can look at something and just observe it instead of judging it, getting mad at it, disrupting who you are. Okay, you allow.
Kind of like our spirit is a part of God. So we are God in a way. Like
No, we
we're
are.
in.
Jewel, don't let that be. I don't mean this sounds aggressive about it, but the thing is,
It's
but we are, and
okay.
that's the thing, you are. You can't sit there, in this type of society that we've got now. You can't go around boasting about it. But the thing is true, that's come, that's part of what's taking your power is when you tell, if somebody tells you that you know, your lesson, or you spell yourself and say, I am so so stupid or whatever. I'm so tired. I always do this. I always do. You got to be careful when you say the word I, because you are the I am.
Yeah. Oh, you know, whenever I'm saying that, immediately I think about growing up. You know, I don't know where I would have learned this, but saying I am God is like bad.
Yeah.
You don't say that. I don't know where I learned that from, but immediately in my brain, I'm like, I don't say that.
Yeah. Well, the
and
thing is,
so.
You know what? You know, I mean, it could have been any one of us. I could have said that to you, you know.
But isn't that just crazy? Because I'm sure I'm not the only person that feels that way.
Yeah, well, they do that on purpose. The thing is, that's how you create a slave society. The thing is if they need a hero or they need something to worship, they're less than, okay? But when you let them know who they truly are, they're liberated and they have peace. The thing is having peace is truth. That's why, you know, I always recall, you know, I thought it was kind of funny that, but I guess, you know, it was like a hippie thing is or something, right? Made me think about it. But when Jesus would say, peace be with you, I never understood why he would say it like that and mean it so much. But that's what peace is. Peace is knowing who you are, and everything can fall apart around you in this lifetime here, but you have peace in knowing who you are. Nothing ever hurts you.
Right, because you are God.
Yes.
So really, you just need to relax.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. You're just experiencing this experience because you want to see what it was like. You know, now, God is not just one person, okay? That's where the, well, how can you say that? Whatever comes into play. But God is all. So, like, you came here. You're a fractal of God, okay? So the best way to look at it is like a big mirror, okay? If you get a big mirror and somebody smashes that mirror and a passerby walks by it and says, that's not a mirror, that's just a bunch of pieces of glasses on the ground. I mean, just how can you call that a mirror? Okay, well, when you leave here, you leave this body, you'll see the mirror comes right back together again from those little pieces of glass. And it's always been that way. But the thing is, right now you're experiencing this experience being separated, okay? But you're never truly separated. And that's why in the Bible too, it says, and I'll reference the Bible quite a bit because it hits home for a lot of people in this Western, and everything really. But it hits home because it says, you know, nothing can separate you, you know, from God, okay? Nothing at all. And that's what's meant by that. So when you leave here, you're right back in God. His love is true. And I say he, but there is no he or she, okay? You've decided to come here as a female energy, see what that feels like. And I've decided to come here as a male energy, see what that feels like, separated. But that's why in the Bible it says, a man shall leave his mother and father to join one with his spouse, to be one with his spouse, because that's when both energies come back together and they're one. That's like being home, which is what you do when you go home, you're one again. And that's the same concept, you know. But here for us, here on this field here, where we're at, okay. But you know, it's like a, nothing really can ever hurt you, and everything's already happened. So if it's already happened, you're just, you know, allowing, and you're understanding, you're trying to overcome something. It's like Jesus says, I've overcome the world. Okay, so you want to overcome it as well. So anything that makes you react, or anything that makes you like unsure, anything that makes you scared, You want to overcome all of that and live in peace. So the thing is when you when your vantage point is the point of who you really truly are, the I am, you know, and nothing ever hurts you, nothing can ever do anything to you, and you chose this life, okay, for its limitations, okay, and for everything else, okay, that's associated with it, then you live in freedom and peace and overcome the world, okay, by seeing things come your way, then you begin to allow and then live in peace and love everyone. Because what's there not to love? They're you, you know. Does that make sense?
And you do, is it kind of like you specifically chose this experience
Yeah.
as a spirit before being born?
Well, that's the way it works, okay? You choose to come here and you want to come here, and the thing is your soul sees the potential of the different kind of lives that they can choose here on this earth, and they say, well, I'll take that one, okay? And that's why it's so exciting, because you got Camila coming, and Camila chose you, and she chose Kevin, she chose me, she chose us all as a group to like learn the experiences that she wants to overcome. Okay, and same with Lucas, same with everyone here. Okay, but we're all perfect. Every one of us is. There's no imperfectness to us at all. Here on this earth, we'd say, well, you're not perfect. Well, this physical body is not perfect, but when you become understanding of who you are, truly who you are, you live forever, and you're allowing in your perception, then you become more of who you truly are, you know, and not like a lower, you know, level of, let's say, an animal to attack because it get mad, or you know, or cause chaos. You know, you want to live with a higher frequency of love.
I feel like it really is soothing to know that you chose this experience because, there are always these things that happen in the life that we live that people start to feel like they're a victim of something or, have like a very negative mentality about this happened to me. And really, if you look at it, you are specifically chose that so
Yeah.
you could learn from it,
And that's the thing
and
that
it's for you.
it's kind of comical, isn't it? Because no matter what, it's like you can always say, man, why not choose this? Or if somebody's heck going something, well, you kind of chose that, didn't you? You know, you can say something like that, and it brings a little smile and laugh to you. And that's part of God as well. That's the most perfection. Part of God is the fun laugh, you know. And the thing is, when you experience that and you know that that's what's going on, and you're aware, you stay aware. If you stay aware, then there's so much perception that you can have, and so much understanding that you get from being aware of the circumstances as they unfold. Okay, so give you an example. So like when I go out for the day, I'll get in my car, and then I'll drive, and I'll say to myself, everything that I see is because that's what I'm projecting out of myself into the world, okay? And then I'll look at everybody, and I'll think, they're also me, and they're also me, but they're like me. They didn't know. So I wonder who that is. And I know I know them. I'm sure I do. Because I know everything. Because that's how God is. He knows everything. I know that. I know everyone here. They were coming here to play the part, crossing the street, passing by me, stopping at the light with me. And I'll turn around and look at them. And I'll laugh. And I'll say, well, they want to play that role. And here I am playing this role. And they look at me and I look at them. And it's like, it's like an inside laugh. And then I look at them and I look at them a second time and I look at them with nothing but love. Even though in the past me would have looked at them like, oh, what is he looking at? Or what is she looking at? Or this is so annoying. Why are they looking at me? But the thing is now it's like somebody passes by, looks my direction. And they may be doing what I'm doing, and they recognize me and them. They're like, "There you are," and I can say, "There you are." And it's like, it's a knowing that is like a, kind of a fun knowing because it turns into something beautiful. It's like a, not like a mystery game or a thriller, but the thing is like you can recall a movie that starts backwards, okay? But you've already the movie is like it's playing through now, and then you've got this character that comes into your scene, and you're communicating, you're visualizing, you're seeing this character. And then it just makes you aware that this movie's already played out. And I know them, they know me. And but they're aware of this character now, as I'm aware of my character. And I can sit there and say, I see you. And they can see me. So it's kind of a cool thing, and then that's kind of out there.
I feel like what it does is, like you said at the beginning, is it kind of like fills the gaps of things that you learn going to church, go being in school, like being in life. But sometimes you're like, well, what does this mean? What does deja vu mean? What does it mean whenever you have this connection with somebody that you're like, it doesn't feel like I just met you. You know, all of those little things, there's these strange gaps that are unexplained.
Well, the thing is, I've told you, I've mentioned to you too as deja vu, and I bring that point up because it pulled it out of what you just said. But with deja vu, it's like number one, you're in three dimensions all at one time, past, present, and future. All at one time. But the thing is, it's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, referring to the Bible. So this has already happened. We're just playing it out now, is what we're doing. Because, God, everything that's of God is perfection, and it all has happened. So it's just like we've got this big old, like a historical, moving puzzle that keeps on moving and twisting because we're all looking at it from different perspectives and different views and different feelings. But the thing is, when we're outside the body, then we can experience any of them. Okay, because they're all just one. So right now it's such a really wild thing because we serious linear time, 1 hour, the next hour, the next day, the next week, the next year, whatever the case may be, that's linear time. But the thing is with that dimension that we're from, there is no time because it's already all happened. So the thing is you've and this we feel like it's all brand new, but that's the experience we want to have is to understand what it felt like to not know what's around the corner or not to have experience for the first time. Because when you know all. Okay. And the thing is what this has done for us is for us to expand on who we are. So with expanding who we are, we get to experience it for the first time, or at least that's what we perceive right now. So it expands the whole cosmos. Everybody in all creation, everybody in all of creation, every being of creation, and that's everyone. There is no anything left out. They're drawing from our experiences here. So everybody is looking this way at us and what we're doing because they also are part of us. So they get to experience these feelings that we have too. So that's why it's such a wild thing, but you're in it.
I think like the more you learn about it, the more you're able to do your life and experience it differently.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, there's total differences between the way before you were sick with COVID. There's you before COVID and you after COVID. And because of what you've experienced, there's me before you had COVID and me after you had COVID because of what you've learned.
This clarity.
Yeah.
Is what it's
just crazy.
And I can tell you, now this, I'll be brief about it, but I can share more of this about with you later. But I told you that before COVID, you know, like the year before, or probably a couple of years before, I was starting to get like this feeling of doom, okay? Like falling down. I felt like doom, okay? And it wasn't a good feeling. It would just in my gut, and I would like anxiety to the highest degree of what I felt anxiety could feel like. And I'd be in my office and I'd have to put my head on the table and just take a breath of fresh air and pray, you know, to Jesus for help. Okay. And I couldn't, it just boom, it hit me like that, like it was like some sort of heart attack, but it wasn't a heart attack. It was anxiety to the highest degree. And I thought, I hope this never happens when I'm driving. And, you know, sure enough, it happened a few other times. And then, of course, the same year I passed away, it happened while I was driving. And that's when I had that auto accident. I blacked out and I was driving for about 100 yards on a medium and hit a telephone pole, and I was out completely. I thought I had a heart attack. It stopped by to wake me up from that accident. And you know, there's a book called the Law of One. Okay, have you heard of that book before? It's called Law of One. It was channeled by someone that was like an atheist type of person, and they were you know, I think college professors. I'll have to look it up and see, but they started doing this channeling work, and they channeled a Ra. Okay,
there's a being. What's a Ra?
B. It's a being named Ra. That's what he calls himself. Ra. The Law of One. Okay. So you know, the thing is, isn't that those, what he talks about is the Law of One being exactly what I'm talking about now. We're one. Okay. That's what he's saying. And so, like I said, everything is of God. So that entity was of God as well. So his purpose was to serve as, you know, teaching the Law of One. So the Law of One, he talked about, you know, part of the Law of One, we're all the same, you know, love one another, and, you know, service to others rather than service to self, okay, is what he talked about. Now, you can choose service to self. If you did that, okay, you can only go to like the, I think the ninth dimension, okay. Beyond that, you can't go anymore because that's getting right there where God's at, because you're of service to self. That's negative. Okay. So anything in life is below. Okay. So you can only ascend so high. But the, you know, you said law of one, it's love that goes way past that. Okay. But they can't go here. And there's a group that's like from the Orion, you know, area. But they're, you know, entities, okay? But they're of evil. Not all of Orion is that way, but a portion of them are, and that portion. And the reason why I bring this point up is because they said they will contact souls. And if you're a soul of service to others in love, you'll have intense feelings of doom, okay? And what they're trying to contact you with is like trying to get you to join them.
That's wild.
Okay, so this kept on happening to me. Okay, so I was like, and it brought it all together once I realized that was going on. And I didn't know this till after I died and everything else. And you know, I started really working on what I'm working on. But the thing is, you know, I know that they were trying to take me out, okay, because I wasn't service to self and not wanting to do what they're doing. So, you know, it's like a complete opposite of what I am. So they thought they would, you know, contact me. Okay, and I was like, this is horrible, you know.
That's wild.
It's wild, you know, but that's really what happened. So that's when I had to crash.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is I'm about service to others, love, kindness. So that's part of the reason why, you know, no matter what this, I need to say what I'm saying and say it in a way that is full of the proper way of doing it. And I'm going to just kind of like, I want to talk about it. I want to frame it the right way. Okay. And bring about all these little topics along the way, but at the same time, I'll talk about it, but I want to bring in other people that, are the same love and kindness and you know, have dialogue in this conversation.
I think that's a really good idea. And I think ways to make topics are questions. Like if there, it can be a topic of an episode of a podcast about a question.
Yeah.
And that can kind of help kind of spur the dialogue. Is answering a question. And because sometimes you're like, okay, not you, but like anybody is like, I want to make a podcast or an episode about this. But then it's like, how do you begin the conversation about that? If you have like just one question,
your base, you know, a tag for the episode. You know, so what we need to do is come up with one and you come up with your, the ones that you come up with. Are the ones we'll address, okay? And then we'll ask other people, you know, what they want to know about and what they want to have answers to help them, okay? Because what it's going to always come down to, it's going to circle back to one. It always does, no matter what. So if you live with service to others, love, it's going to be perfect. It always is. Like, I'll try to like write down some stuff that, I every day is an episode for me. Okay. I write down, I need to write them down because I'll say, this is what's going to take place today. This is how it's going to be. And generally it does. Okay. And the reason why maybe it doesn't, because I do it lackadaisy sometimes. But when I'm committed and I feel like it's already happened, and there's no other, and I live that day that way. It's always happens that way.
Yeah, I totally can feel that.
Yeah.
Because, for example, this week was a really challenging week for me to be like, remember that I am powerful. I am
Yeah.
able to, you know, make things happen without having to think I have to slave away to make things
Yes.
happen. You know, so, but this week was hard for me to remember those things, like those mental practices, because we just got back from spring break. I have a lot on my plate when it comes to the boys, like getting them to dress, to school.
Yeah.
That process is so much work.
It is.
So
it is.
Picking up from school, like all of the little tiny grinds of, you know, children, is it can be so daunting, plus being pregnant, obviously.
Not to mention,
you know, like it's very daunting to where I this week I was feeling so like I'm just climbing a mountain that never will, I'll never get to the top, you know? And so,
well, let me tell you, you know, I don't want to interrupt, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying that basically this week was really hard for me to remember the practice of I am powerful.
Yes.
And that it's not, you know, like this is actually easy because I'm powerful.
Let me tell you, the thing is to for you to remember, and this is a good topic of the week, is to understand that everything's happened, okay? And you're allowing, and you never sleep. The real you never sleeps. This body lays down because it's tired, because the flesh is weak, and the soul is powerful. It never sleeps. When you lay down, your soul leaves your body, and it's gone doing whatever, visiting different planets. It's all over the place. But you don't know this, okay? But when it's time for you to wake up, guess what? It comes right back and animates the body again. Okay, and then your function again in this world, back in this dream that you're having right now, because you're there right now. You're the real you, and the real me is there. It's already there. But the thing is, you're experiencing this as a dream, okay? A portion of you is here right now, animating this body. So it be what it is. So the thing is, keeping this in mind, when you're going through this process of your day and you're feeling tired, tell yourself, I never get tired. I never sleep. Okay. This is nothing. I live forever. So bring it on. Let's go and get through it. But believe, live in the moment, okay? Not to steer and get you to drive and drive and drive, because I don't want you to do that. I want you to live perfectly, enjoying what you're doing and being real in that moment, okay? Like this conversation right now, my mind's not somewhere else thinking about different things. What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do? What I got? I'm here. So when you're in that moment, that's when your true self is there. So live that way. And then, you know, you'll get through the day. And you're like, God dang, I did all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You will. And you've done that before, Jewel. I know you have, because I've seen it. Okay. So you're doing a marvelous job. You're accepting the challenge of being Jewel, and that wasn't easy. That wasn't easy, you know. And the thing is, when you have situations where you're like, man, this really sucks, or whatever the case may be, you sit there and just say, hey man, I asked for this. There's a reason why I asked for it. And I need to understand that I'm going to grow from it, okay? And I'm going to overcome it. So if you sit there and can have some shitty situation go on, and you can just laugh and look at it like a stand back outside of yourself and look at it as someone viewing something, and just laugh and point in and say, that's cute. and laugh some more. And then that's when you're really being who you really are. You
Yeah.
know, and just just take a step back. Ever do something so diligently and you can't figure out the problem, you can't figure it out, okay? Then you walk away. Pops right up. I know the answer for now.
Yeah.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because that's when you're being the real you, okay? You're being still and knowing who you are without even knowing it. Because you're in communication with yourself all the time, the real you. But the thing is, that's the real you that's popping things here and there to you. So they say, you've ever heard of the term, yeah, you walk in the valley of death.
No.
I'm with you. It's like a saying in the Bible. And I gotta look this up because if I'm gonna share this with somebody, I'm gonna have to know where it's coming from, right? But I've heard it all my life. But imagine you're on the mountaintop right here, right? The valley of death is right here on this plane, on this where we're at right now. It's the valley of death. The reason why they call it the valley of death is because this is where we think we die. But up here is where you really are. So up here, where you really are, is looking at this person playing you down here and saying, I'm always with you. You're not gonna die, but you walk in the valley of death thinking you are.
Yeah,
Okay.
I could see. I see why that's a saying.
Yeah. So the thing is like when Jesus was here, he said, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what he meant. He's up here. His character that's playing him is down here. So that's he already had that connection that I'm trying to make you connect with. Okay, not make you, but you know what I'm trying to say. That's the connection that I'm working on every day. And if we can get everybody else to start connecting that way, guess what? What have we got to? We live forever.
Right, we live forever, and there's just less ugliness.
Yeah, there is, and there's no ugliness, no
Yeah,
more, okay? No more
like there's so
tears.
much road rage right now. It's those people just don't know.
You just laugh
You
because
know?
you know who you are. You know who you
I
are.
know. I'm like, well, not that I've had it to happen to me, but I heard about it this week, happened just down the street, and I'm like, they're just not knowing.
They're not knowing is what it is. And the thing is, knowing who you are, then you begin to just chuckle and say, they just don't know who they are. So that's what we want to let people know more of, who they really are. And because when they really begin to know who they are, everything changes. Everything.
And
And
I think the feeling of lack or the feeling of I think lack, the feeling of lack come is like spirals to so many ugly things that goes away.
that goes away. You know that you live in abundance. You know, the thing is there's no lack. There's none of that. Okay. The thing is if you lose some money, don't think I lost money. Think you gave money to whoever needed it at that point, picked it up and did something good with it, and know that here comes more. It's always going to be that way. Always. And that's part of the things that I do. So, like, what I do is I'll say, talk with myself, and I'll say, today, I'm gonna meet the souls that I contracted with before I came here to come into my life today. I'm gonna ignite them. Turn their switch on, and they're going to turn my switch on. I'm going to give them what they want, what they need at the time, but they're going to give me what I need at the time. They already know this. They don't know they know this, vice versa, but we're going to make the connection. And I'm going to meet, and it's going to continue to happen. And boom, it happens like that every single time. It's like, Wow.
That's so cool.
You can do it. You can do that. And you
I've noticed that I can do that. Like when I'm very intentional. And I think my barrier is that I think I need to have, like, I have to wake up early. I have to have this routine happen for me to be intentional that day. And I need to just wake up intentional.
need to do this when you're having that feeling. Be still, okay? And then stay in the knowing and stay in the thankfulness and know that it's already happened. It's because what you're doing is you're sitting there, you're giving doubt in there and a reason why not. So guess what? Everything that's coming to you that you're creating, you're blocking it. Okay. So if you don't get up early, whatever the case may be, no, it doesn't matter. You can have it either way. And here it comes. And be thankful at that moment for that happening and watch it come together. And don't ever doubt it. And always, and if anything comes by and it seems like it pushes you backwards, thank you. There's a reason for it that's going to benefit me. You always got to, it's got to benefit you because you lose your empowerment when you think that you're the victim. Okay. Everything is there to serve you. If it doesn't serve you, then take the power away from it. Unplug, like unplugging the light. Take the power away because that's what you're giving it your energy.
Right. That's what I've been trying to do with my hand.
Well, keep on doing that. Let me tell you what, you're divine. You've always been. You just didn't know it. And the thing is, someone can walk around with a dead piece of meat right here and the doctors look at it and they study it. Things that, how are you doing that? Of who you are. Only you can make that change. You can divinely, this is all the matrix. Okay? It's all the matrix. And the thing is, you are the creator. So remember, from within, out. As above, so below, from within, out. So how are you feeling inside? Okay, is what you're gonna spread out in your world. So
And
be an
experience.
experience. Know that you are the creator, okay, and live in love and kindness and abundance. And you're always gonna have it. But the thing is you're always gonna have what you want. But the thing is, I always tell people that the universe knows who you are, but you don't know who you are. You have the game controller to the universe right here in your hands. But the thing is, since you don't know who you are, you're pushing the wrong button. This negativity, this stuff that you don't want, keep on pushing. The universe says, well, he or she's God. Guess what? I got to do
I
it.
guess they
So,
really love it.
that's the way it is, because you've got that much power. It's like I told you this with Chloe and the bee. The thing is, the bee knows who she is, but she doesn't know who she is. So the bee's gonna do what she wants it to do. Oh, it stung me! I knew it was gonna happen.
I have a friend that's happened to.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So I had this friend, and he is a doctor, and he worked in all these different specialties. And every single specialty he worked in, he ended up getting the disease of that specialty.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, like he would be like, I guess explaining his career before, and he'd be like, I was always worried that I would get this condition while I was doing this work, and then he did every single one.
Everyone, come in.
It's nice. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Are y'all waiting for me?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah.
Well, we can cut it off there. I mean,
Okay. Okay.
that was fun.
Good practice,
Yeah, that
right?
was good practice.
Yeah. Okay.